USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to push Congress for additional funding to help emergency workers who responded to the 9/11 attacks and then developed serious health problems.
Number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased. So we need more dollars now.
He says he wants to include money for the fund in a budget reconciliation measure that Democrats plan to pass later this month. Another plane carrying 158 people from Kabul has landed at Doha, Qatar. Other countries are beginning to fly into Kabul, including Pakistan, which is now ramping up aid to Afghanistan amid a growing humanitarian crisis. The country's foreign minister is asking other countries to not make the aid conditional. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is once again pushing for mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19 for school employees. He says we need to help protect children.
I'm calling on all governors to require vaccination for all teachers and staff. Vaccination requirements in schools were nothing new. They work. They're overwhelmingly supported by educators and their unions.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the president's vaccine requirements are unconstitutional, and he says he believes the mandate was issued to distract from the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. Two women died and four others, including three children, were hospitalized with apparent carbon monoxide poisoning in Chicago. Authorities were called by a neighbor who reported a strong smell of gas coming from the house. According to reports, the two women that died were mother and daughter. Investigators are still trying to determine the source of the carbon monoxide leak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
It was about 5 o'clock that afternoon. I came back to headquarters after going downtown with the mayor, and I walked in. My first deputy, Joe Dunn, he said, listen, we have brought in the families of the 23 members that are now missing, and they're down in the auditorium. And I had to walk into that auditorium with 23 family members, two out of the 23, not only was there a police officer and their family missing, but there was a firefighter and their family missing as well. And that was the Vigiano family and the Langone family. And I walked into those to the conference room to basically tell them that, you know, their loved ones were missing. We're doing everything in our power to find them. Hopefully they're safe. That moment, that time for me, was a demonstration of how resilient people are, even in a time of crisis.
Audio courtesy of John Solomon Reports. You can listen to his 9/11 special at justthenews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.